com.
970 WGTK. This is the Les Neyman Show.
People in this country are brainwashed by the media.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I'm almost speechless with a comment like that.
The voice of liberty in Louisville.
So you tell me, sir, why do you think he's the best president?
And now, comrades, Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK.
Good evening, comrades. Welcome to the Les Neyman Show. Yes, the Communist International Workers Unite. It is May Day, a great day for communism, a great day for the workers of the world, according to Angie Stern and SEIU, but a very, very bad day for the United States of America, a very, very bad week for the United States of America, the continued flaunting of the Constitution by the so-called President of the United States, the regime leader, Comrade Obama, arrogantly going before the press this week, coincidentally the same day that the Federal Reserve was having its first press conference in 97 years. The Federal Reserve doesn't need a press conference, ladies and gentlemen. It needs an investigation, because the Federal Reserve are the people responsible for what is happening to the economy and the crashing of our economy and the alliance between people like Bernanke, who used to be with Goldman Sachs, and Hank Paulson, the former Secretary of the Treasury under the Bush administration, who should be rotting right now in jail. And Timothy, I don't want to pay my I forgot to pay my $365,000 in taxes, Geithner, who's now the fox in the hen house, running the Secretary of Treasury and the IRS, who can come after you because you're $1 late or a day late on your pay on your taxes. Oh, and they just announced, ladies and gentlemen, the IRS just came back and said that your refund checks can be held up for as much as 6 months. So let's see how much interest they pay on that to you. I guarantee you it'll be zero. Zero, not a zilch. But when you're late, you have to pay a penalty. You have to pay late fees. You have to pay interest. This is the United States, the United Soviet Socialist States of America, ladies and gentlemen. And it makes me ill to even think that we're on the precipice of a total socialist communist takeover of this country. Yes, call them progressives. Progressives is just a nicer name for liberals, which is just a nicer name for communists and totalitarians. That's all I can say. I have right before me the so-called this is not the long-form birth certificate, ladies and gentlemen. This is just a long-form copy of the Certificate of Live Birth, which is numbered differently than other people's. It also, if you look at it closely, I have a copy right here in front of me, where it said in Section 20 and Section 22, where it says August 8th, 1961. It's funny how the 1, 9, and 6 is typed in blue, and the 1 has been altered. I mean, I'm half blind that I can see it's altered. It's got a black number, a black number 1. And then you look at Stanley and Durham Obama's signature. Many forensic people are now saying that it's a forgery, and I believe it could be also. Also, the date of signature by Obama and the date of the signature of the doctor, David, whatever, I can't pronounce his name because I can't understand it, who was attending, were written by the same person, but with different dates. It's obvious that the numbers are exactly this, pretty much the same. This is an insult to any intelligence of any American who has an intellectual honesty and an open mind. I mean, it just angers me that the media is already running the Obama bandwagon and the Obama running interference for the new Obama 2012 $1 billion campaign, where those little people, you know, those $25 online contributors will be given the money, and it's going to raise $1 billion doing that. Yeah, right. Yeah, and I'm going to be president by tomorrow, and I was born in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. No, neither is that true, obviously. I got to get Tom, my guest. I've got to give him the phone numbers of my guests. So I guess we're going to have to go to a first break to get that done. Tonight, my guest will be Commander Charles Kirchner. and Mario Opuzzo, and they will be on shortly. But once again, back to what I was saying, you know, today's May Day, there's demonstrations all over America that I haven't heard about yet, but they're supposed to be. And the Latinos are supposed to be, La Raza is going to be out in force and other places also. And, you know, folks, this is America. This is not Russia. This is not Cuba. But, you know, to see what is happening here, it seems that we're losing our grip on everything that's near and dear to us. And we have a very, very serious situation. If President Obama is allowed to win the next election, we're lost. I mean, he will be under no constraints at all to follow anything of the Constitution. He doesn't have to get reelected again, and that's the problem. I mean, he'll be a lame duck president. But he'll be a lame duck president to do whatever he wants. He can write any kind of executive order. He can assign people to different, you know, like he did the guy from the National Labor Relations Board and the recess type of appointments. He can do whatever he wants. That's why the Republicans better stop doodling around and find themselves some candidates. Right now, a man who's being discussed quietly is Mitch Daniels, the great governor of Indiana. Yes, Mr. Daniels is about as short as I am. He's not going to excite anybody with his Tom Selleck looks, but he's doing one thing. He's running a surplus in Indiana. He's weakened the SEIU and public unions by taking back the money for the state of Indiana. He's also having passed legislation with charter schools and choice and vouchers. He's running a great state. But then again, we remember the last Republican candidate who had an 80% approval rating back in 2008, who was doing a fabulous job in the state of Alaska by the name of Sarah Palin. And of course, instead of being praised for her successes in Alaska, she was just excoriated by the far left state run Pravda type, Izvestia type media. This is what we have in this country right now. And right now, I'm going to bring on two of my favorite guests at the Les Neyman Show in the last almost 2 years. Commander Charles Kirchner and Mario Opuzzo, the men who have continuing the fight against the Obama fraud, the Obama usurpation of this country's highest office. Good evening, gentlemen. You're welcome to the Les Neyman Show.
This is Commander Kirchner. Good evening to you, Les. Glad to be back on the show.
Well, thank you, sir.
This is Mario Opuzzo. Les, good evening. A great pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Well, it's been another interesting week and another week of insulting the intelligence of Americans. And it just seems that all the bot zombies are buying into this so-called birth certificate. What is your take on that, Commander Kirchner?
Well, I just think it's an absolute disgrace that this forgery could be put on the White House servers and passed off as legitimate. And thousands of people are all over this. It's an obvious forgery for many reasons: layers, chromatic differences within the layers that wouldn't be there with a normal scan. Letters that the exact pixel count for certain letters that show that they copied that letter from one to another place. The odds of getting a typewriter key to strike the letter B with exactly the same weight are like 10 million to 1. So if you scanned it in, the pixelization of that letter B would be different. But it's identical at a couple of locations in the document. There's just so many anomalies. It's a complete forgery, and the fact that nobody in the major media is even talking about this is unbelievable. What has our country turned into, where the President of the United States can commit complete document fraud? There's no question about it. And he owns this now. It's on the White House servers. He stood there with his smirk on his face, making fun of, calling us carnival barkers or whatever, you know, the words he used. And he's talking about a complete forgery And nobody in the mainstream media is doing a darn thing about it. And the Congress and the FBI should have been calling for immediate investigation. I mean, this could be like wire fraud, document fraud. Multiple felonies were committed with this document.
That doesn't mean anything when it comes to Premier Obama.
Apparently not in Washington, D.C.
No,
what are they afraid of? I mean, this man—they're afraid of being called a racist. They're going to be called a racist anyway.
No, they're on board.
Are they whispering in the hall there's going to be a civil war, a race riot, or whatever? But you know, sooner or later, when the fraud is revealed, if they try to keep a lid on this, there's going to be problems anyway.
Well, we're going to be back with Commander Kircher and Mario Puzo after our first break. You're listening to the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGGK. You can call us at 502-571-0970.
970 WGTK.
Never visited the Thai Cafe? Then you've missed out on one of the very best restaurants in Louisville. Chevante Snow has been creating original Thai cuisine that will delight your palate at the Thai Cafe for over 16 years. The Thai Cafe in Holiday Manor Shopping Center on Brownsboro Road. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and dinner Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 5 to 10 p.m. The Thai Cafe. Don't deny yourself any longer.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money. Whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car, Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
Pick's Shoe Store has been selling shoes at the corner of Preston and Market for 87 years, just one block south of Slugger Field. Free parking. Pick's Shoe Store's staff has over 100 years of shoe fitting experience. Designer shoes at discount prices, hard to find sizes. Pick's sells SAS shoes. They're made in USA, and they're America's favorite comfort shoe. If your feet hurt, you owe it to yourself to try on a pair. Pick's guarantees the lowest price on all their shoes. Mention the Les Neyman Show and get an extra 10% off any purchase.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
We're keeping you ahead of the mainstream media, the Mike Gallagher Show. Weekday mornings at 9 on 970 WGTK.
Boom, 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 boom.
That baby talk.
Get that scoodle-doo.
Oh, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom. But we'll have a little clip from President Obama later. You know, he always was saying recently, he said that he had more important things to do than discuss the birth certificate. But he had plenty of time.
He went to see the Oprah show. He went to the Oprah show. That
of
was
course. Of course. You know, gentlemen, it gets to be more and more obvious to anybody.
I just wanted to put out one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Birth certificate. On the bottom of Obama's certificate of live birth that released on the 27th, the testament says down there, I certify this is a true copy of an abstract or the record on file. Now, what's on the Nordyke birth certificate of live birth, which we know is valid, says this certifies that the above is a true and correct copy of the original record. The word original is not in this certification on Obama's. And he also has the hedge that this could be an abstract of the record, not necessarily the original record.
So it sounds
in addition to be a forgery, there's a hedge there by the Hawaiian authorities.
Yeah, he's covered
himself.
They did
not certify this as an original record.
Yeah, Les, I'd like to say something on this. First of all, if we think back to Donald Trump, he released two documents, one from a hospital and one from the state of New York. If you'll note, this one here, released by Obama, is not from a hospital. It's from the state of Hawaii. So we still don't have medical evidence that he was born there. That's just, you know, a very important point. But then, adding to what Commander Kirshner said, other things, for example, the signature of Stanley Ann Dunham. Some of it is in pen and some of it is done by computer graphics. This is all, you know, laid out. If people go on the internet, you'll find certain YouTube presentations. Dates, some of the dates, the numbers in there are of one kind, and then other numbers are of a different kind. You just don't get that type of situation when you scan a document or even when you hit a typewriter. It's not possible. And what Commander Kirshner was saying was about the B, the letter B in the name of Obama. That B in one section is exactly the same as in another part of his name, okay? And that's impossible with a typewriter or scanning a document. So that's only done electronically, digitally. It's called pixelation.
Right.
And, you know, you follow these things. So clearly the document is a forgery. But then the next question is why? Why make it so obviously a forgery? Why?
I got a theory on that, Mario. Right, there's three theories. One, he has a real certificate of live birth that looks sort of like this in background. He put this out to make complete fools out of the American people. Now, if that's the case, he should be impeached just for doing that. Number two, somebody really screwed up and released the layered version before they flattened it. Three, the CIA did this on purpose to bring him down. Those are my three theories.
Yes, and I agree. I have those same three theories, Commander Kirshner, the same exact three, so we're in complete agreement on that. And I think a way to flesh this out, the state's got to continue with their investigation, you know, with their eligibility laws, their vetting laws. And when it comes down to having to produce your documents, he says he got two documents from Hawaii. They're original certified copies. That's what it says in his correspondence on this. Well, let him produce those particular documents to the secretaries of state in the actual states, you know, as a minimum. I mean, you know, Congress has to do an investigation.
They should be sent directly from the state of Hawaii to those secretaries of state. They should not go through Obama's hands. I don't trust anything coming through Obama's hands.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't trust anything that comes out of Washington, D.C., I don't trust anything that comes out of our government. Nothing.
And Donald Trump should continue also. You know, I mean, I haven't heard lately what he thinks about this latest release, but you know, given what internet research has shown here, you know, there has to be an investigation. I would hope that Donald Trump has resources and is investigating this particular issue, and let's see what he does.
Let me interject something.
Can we at this point put out the two websites? Because
sure, go ahead.
There are links there to expert examiners on these documents that they can view the at least three YouTube videos that from three different experts that show this as a fraud. Mine is at www.protectourliberty.org, protectourliberty.org, and Mario's is puzo1.blogspot.com, puzo1.blogspot.com. If you go there, you can find right up top reports on this and links to expert videos that say there's no way this OCR crap could have happened. There's no way that it could have been a scanner malfunction. This is a handmade, fabricated, assembled, manufactured PDF file in layers with all kinds of anomalies in every layer. If the OCR was turned on, some of the text would be searchable and editable. It's not. None of the text is an OCR ASCII 2 text format. So that OCR story is crap. The scanner malfunction is crap. This is a manufactured, completely fraudulent document. I'm an electrical engineer. I'm not a computer science expert, but I know enough about it to know this is a completely fabricated document. Somebody either did it on purpose to start the Constitution is running around in circles, and it'll bring out the real piece of paper, in which case he should be indicted anyway just for doing that, making a mockery out of the people, or somebody just forgot to collapse it and put out the raw, fabricated, or the CIA set him up.
Yeah.
One or the other. This is a
Let's go over that last premise that the CIA set him up. What would be the motivation to do that? And,
because they are sick and tired of having a corrupt, radical, far-left, socialist, Marxist, communist, and all his czars collapsing our country.
And do you think they have the chutzpah and the courage to do that? I don't think they do.
The CIA head is being replaced. Did you notice that?
Who's taking the place?
I think General Petraeus.
Well, General Petraeus seems to have become one of Obama's boys. You know, it's always...
I don't know.
I would like to think he's got some integrity left.
There could be some CIA agent in the White House that just says, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm willing to fall on my sword and take the blame for this and say, oops, but he did it on purpose.
So why would
Obama... we don't know who's making the ultimatum.
But why would Obama put Petraeus in at the CIA if he knows that Petraeus...
That could have nothing to do with it, but there's a shakeup going on in the CIA. Maybe there's a factional fight going in there saying, we got to expose the traitor, usurper to the Constitution, and the other side is saying, keep our mouth shut.
Well, from your mouth...
Somebody just said... somebody got somehow to swap the file between a raw file and a finished file so that the raw file was released that the obvious forgeries show. That's just one theory.
I hope you're right. Just one thing about Donald Trump. If you've watched the correspondence at dinner last night, believe me, Donald Trump, he's really pissed off. If you saw the look on his face last night when Obama was trashing him like a dog, and then the guy from Saturday Night Live also continued to really, really bury him, there was nothing funny about how they were hammering Trump because it was very personal. It was very, very, very demeaning. You know what humor is. You know when something's said in good faith or in jest. You know
they were giving him the middle finger.
Oh, and he was looking. And the MSNBC. I had to watch MSNBC's part of it. So he didn't have a sense of humor. I guarantee you, Mr. Trump is nobody to be messing with. You saw what he did to Rosie O'Donnell.
What kind of laws did they break if they put this fraud document on the White House servers? Say they just did it on purpose to aggravate the constitutionalists. Would they be breaking a law?
Well, you've got all kinds of different laws. Well, for example, you know, wire fraud, forgery, obstruction of justice.
How about mocking the American people? Is that
could be false swearing. I mean, there's actually a federal
statute.
False
swearing, that's a good thing.
I mean, you know, it depends on who's swearing what. Like, they've got people swearing to the authenticity of this document, but you've got a
federal
statute.
Obama went out at the podium
and
said he did it. Obama said it's his. He put it on the net.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's plenty of there. There's plenty, my God. You know, that's like, you know, we don't have to write any laws for that. There's plenty there.
Well, he's so arrogant. He's so cocky. He's so cocksure that nothing's going to happen to him. You can just tell. I mean, the man is just walking, just oozing hubris and just saying, screw you, and I can do whatever I want. I'm above the law. Hey, listen, he's gotten away with everything else.
Pinhorn dictator. That's the way dictators act.
Absolutely. Well, we are under dictatorship right now, gentlemen. There's no question about it. We don't get anything that's true from the media. The state media will protect him and run interference for him. They're going to raise money for, you know, they're going to raise $1 billion for him to sue his so-called internet. Now he's going on Facebook. He's got pretty much everybody in his pocket. It's going to be very, very difficult to unseat this guy unless the people in the Republican Party and the House of Representatives have the courage to bring impeachment against this guy and get the discovery and start looking for the truth. You're listening to the Les Neiman Show on 970 WGTK. You can call Commander Kirchner, Mario Puzo, 502-571-0970. If you'd like to weigh in with your opinion on this, we'd love to hear from you. And we'll be right back.
970 WGTK.
Here's your 970 WGTK Kentuckiana weather, brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of RE/MAX Associates. With temperatures in the 60s this evening, we'll have an 80% chance of isolated showers. Expect an overnight low of 59. And on Monday, with a 70% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day, expect an afternoon high of 60 and an overnight low of 51. This weather report was brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of RE/MAX Associates, the hardest working realtor you will ever meet. Visit hardestworkingrealtor.org. Neiman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neiman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neiman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neimanscatering.com to learn more.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
970 WGTK.
A told B, and B told C, I'll meet you at the top of the coconut tree. Chicka chicka boom boom.
I'm singing boom a chick chick buck buck buckin' all day long, don't you know? Yeah, don't you know? I'm singing boom a chick chick buck buck buckin' all day long, don't you know? Yeah, don't you know? Mm-hmm.
The poet laureate of the United States of America, Barack Chicka Chicka Boom Boom Obama, and his, you know, this is his favorite book and his favorite poem. This is what this guy likes to do. He certainly doesn't like to do, you know, we're looking at what's happening in Libya, and look what's happening in Syria. Now, Libya, you know, they were telling everybody what how evil the Libyans and Gaddafi was. Meanwhile, Assad is murdering hundreds of people every week, and nothing's being done. Not a thing is said by this administration. If it wasn't so sad, if it wasn't so dangerous, it'd be funny. But you know, like I've always said, nobody can be this incompetent. This is pretty much the agenda. They get rid of our allies, get rid of people that will work with America. And then they just do nothing when it comes to Ahmadinejad and Assad and the other tyrants and dictators in the Middle East.
You know the connection between Obama and Syria, don't you?
Yeah, the
Tony Rezko got money from a Lebanese banker to help Obama, and that Lebanese banker and Tony Rezko and Lebanon are all hooked up into Syria. You know that.
Well, sure.
Syria controls Lebanon.
I think the guy's name was here, his mentor here in the United States was a guy named Al-Mansour, whose name was Donnie Warden, who happens to be a Black Panther. But that's for another show. We got a couple of callers, gentlemen. Bobby, you're on the Les Neiman Show.
Well, hi, Les. Hey, listen, just real quick, I wanted to let you know the doctor's name you were looking for was Sinclair. The one you didn't understand what it was. And I just want to commend both Mario Puzo and Lieutenant Commander or Commander Kirchner. I've been watching you guys all along. I'm an AGJ member, so you know I've been around and watching this the entire time. I'm really proud of you. You're wonderful Americans. You're patriots, and you're doing a great service in any way the people can help you. We want to help. I just want to let you know that.
How can help?
We need financial support. Go to the websites and make a donation.
That's the only way you can help the people that need to get into office is that people have to start opening their pocketbooks, not give, maybe even give less to some politicians and give more to people like Commander Kirchner and Mario.
And Les Nieman, too. We need sponsors to come forward and help Les, you know, get some sponsors to sponsor people like you on a radio show.
Yeah,
too.
I know. I may have to leave the air at the end of the month. I'm just not sure. I've lost three sponsors. I've got some health issues I've got to concern myself about. So, but we'll see what happens there. I haven't. There's no official announcement coming yet, but I'll make my mind up by next Sunday. I got to take care of myself before I. You know, it's not going to do me any good. I can't inform people from the coffin.
before we move on to the Social Security number, can Mario talk about the fact that Obama now owns his legally? He's committed to. His foreign national father.
First of all, Bobby, thanks for calling the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Doug, and then we got go ahead, Mario. We got another caller right after that, okay?
Yeah, I'll try to get it real quick.
Sure.
Okay, the question is, what is a natural-born citizen? We've been saying this all along that Obama is not a natural-born citizen because he was not born in the country to citizen parents, mother and father. Now, the issue of the birth certificate, that may be resolved that he was born in Hawaii, but as you've heard, of course, we still don't have the evidence of that. But assuming that he was, he's still not a natural-born citizen because he doesn't have two citizen parents when he was born. His father now, clearly, this birth certificate shows that it was Obama Sr., born in Kenya, when it was a British colony, he's a British subject, which made Obama a British subject. Now, that's very important because when you go back to the founding, they were primarily concerned with foreign influence coming into the government. The very famous letter of John Jay, he wrote it to General Washington at that point, keep a strong check on foreign influence in the administration of our government, and expressly provided that the president be a natural-born citizen. So it's all about allegiance and foreign influence. A natural-born citizen, you go back to a very famous historian, his name is David Ramsey, Vattel, on the law of nations and natural law, which the founders used to solve the many, many, many problems that they had during the early years. They didn't use English common law. They didn't use congressional acts. They didn't have any law. They did all with natural law and the law of nations. It's right there what a natural-born citizen is. Therefore, Obama is not a natural-born citizen. The definition was confirmed by many Supreme Court decisions. One of the major ones is Minor versus Happersat, confirmed in Wong Kim Ark, which only addressed what a citizen is, but confirmed the natural-born citizen definition, and it's never been changed. That's the definition of a natural-born citizen. Obama does not meet that definition, so therefore, even though he's released this birth certificate, he's not a natural-born citizen.
Well, I agree, and let's go to our next caller. Joanne, you're on the Les Nieman Show. Good evening.
Hi, gentlemen. Hey, you guys are doing a good job, but, you know, you don't even have to go back that far. On the resolution for John McCain's natural-born citizenship status, Obama co-sponsored that. Two of the things they had to decide was whether or not a military base was American soil and was he born of two citizen parents. So Obama is already on record stating that natural-born citizen is born of two American citizens. He co-sponsored that resolution for John McCain. The answer is there. And I do agree with you about somebody making sure that that last step to flatten out that PDF wasn't taken. So I don't know if it was a cry for help, it was a setup, or just sloppy work. What they should have done was printed up that PDF and then put it out. Instead, they got lazy. They put that out so it could be deconstructed. They've taken it off the website, but it's not gone. We have.
Yeah, if it was legitimate, they wouldn't have taken it down.
It's gone. They do have a photograph of the alleged birth certificate. Also, we've analyzed the handwriting. And if you see the pencil-in marks on the both birth certificates, the Nordyke birth certificate and the Obama birth certificate, the pencil marks, like the ones on the side, the 111 on the Nordyke twins, those were changed to 9. The stick on the 9 on all of them were the exact same. Also, the number 2 is very distinguished. Oh, you got to take a commercial?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the caller makes a good point about those faded numbers on the right side.
Yes.
They're exactly in the same position on both those documents.
Oh, Joanne, thanks for calling. You're listening to the Les Nieman Show on 970 WGTK. We'll be back with our guests right after this.
970 WGTK.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money. Whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car, Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception, or graduation party, or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
970 WGTK.
Yes, she was. And she whispered so sexy and low. Woo! I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But I said, sis, I'll never know.
Chicken boom, chicken boom. Chicken boom, chicken boom. Chicken boom, chicken boom, boom, boom.
President Obama is appearing this Friday night at a karaoke bar in Chicago, Illinois. I think I'm going to go sing Chicka Boom Boom Boom. welcome back to the Les Stamen Show on 970 WGTK. You can call Commander Kirchner, Mario Puzo, or myself at 502-571-0970. Gentlemen, I wanted to talk to you about the other hidden records of President Obama, especially his Connecticut Social Security number and his Selective Service number. How is it known that he's using the 042 Social Security number from Connecticut? Is this part of the public record?
You want me to do that one, Mario?
Yes. Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, yes. Two private investigators starting 2 years ago started investigating this issue. The one is Susan Daniels of Ohio, and the other one is Neil Sankey of California. And they both came up the same answer. They do this. The private investigators and the police, of course, have access to these databases that they can trace people by accessing dozens and dozens of these private databases only open to the police and private investigators, people like that. You and I can't get into them. But they started looking at this, and they came up with Obama's addresses all over the various places in the United States, and his Social Security number coming up with Connecticut matching being used on all of them. And it started around 1986 when Obama moved to Chicago from New York. That's when the Social Security number for Connecticut started to be used, according to Susan Daniels' work. Now, that's very interesting because at that point he was very tightly involved out there with Bill Ayers, who is a known stealer of Social Security numbers and identities, because he brags about it in his book, that he was able to get over 100 secret identities using stolen Social Security numbers while he was underground, when he was being hunted by the FBI for his weather underground tactics. So he could have learned how to do this from Bill Ayers out there. So that's one of the theories, but it's confirmed in multiple databases, and it's also confirmed by typing that Social Security number in to the Selective Service Records Check System online, and the typing the name Obama, that Social Security number in, and his date of birth, and up pops the Selective Service reply, says record match, meaning the name and the date matches that Social Security number, and up pops the Selective Service number of Obama. So he stuck with it. He used that Social Security number sometime in 2007 to backdate his Selective Service registration, because he knew he was going to run for a higher office of the presidency, and he knew that if he didn't have a Selective Service number registration, he couldn't. It was illegal. So to take an executive office, and so they fixed that problem somehow, because it was done through the Chicago office, and if they date that they backdated the registration to 1980. Using that Social Security number, which he first started using in 1986, and which actually was issued to an elderly man in Connecticut in 1977, and in 1977, Obama was 15 years old in Hawaii. And when he became a teenager, in the late teens, he would have been at most in Hawaii or in California. So he should not have a Selective Service registration being processed through the Chicago office. It would have been processed through the West Coast office. So there's anomalies all over the place with a draft registration. He fraudulently created it, backdated it. Somebody in Connecticut in Chicago put that registration card into their file system, but it now pops up online. Everybody can go online and verify this. You type in the name Obama, the Social Security number for Obama, 042-684425.
Wait, do that again.
042-684425. And I'm saying that because in a federal lawsuit that was filed by Tate's that is going to be investigating this, and the date of birth of August 4th, 1961, you go to that Selective Service site and type in the name Obama, that Social Security number, and his date of birth, and up pops matched record. And out comes his Selective Service number, which ends in 3939-1, and the prefix is the year, 61. I mean, 61 is his date of birth, the year for his date of birth.
How come this is not – I mean, this has been spoken about for a couple of years.
I've run two
now.
Ads on this in the Washington Times National Edition for the last 3 weeks. I ran it, skipped the week, and ran it again.
Are you getting any response from
Nobody's
people?
Doing a darn thing about this. Again, they got their head in the sand down there. The FBI and Congress should have been holding hearings on this immediately.
They don't have their head in the sands. They're all co-opted. They're co-opted.
They're more than co-opted. They all got skin in the game now. They all right. know they've covered up for them, and they're all going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Les, there's something else that I wanted to add that's very important. This is going back to the birth certificate. The Obama Senior's immigration file has been released. This is, the Public Information Act. And if you look at the file, in some parts of the file, the date of birth for Obama Senior, sometimes it says 1934 and sometimes it says 1936. Now, that's absolutely incredible, because if you look at Obama's birth certificate now, the one that he's released and even the other one, it says that the age of the father is 25. So if you do the arithmetic, 25 means that he'd be born in 1936.
Right.
Okay, and it's June 18, 1936. But if you use the 1934 date, which is in the file, the immigration file, they would make him 27.
Right.
Now, I don't know what that means, but the question is why, immigration, they're very, very careful about your dates. And this is where he was applying for extensions of his F-1 visa, which is a student visa. They're very, very, very. I mean, you get a comma out of place, and immigration will pound you for it. So how could this the file itself say 1936 at one spot, then it says 1934 all through it? And that's I just wanted to throw that out to you and your listeners, because if somebody could figure this out as to why
the forgers used the fact that he declared his father as being 25 in his book when he was born.
Oh yeah,
and they're stuck with that.
There's also reports that his father was asked to was thrown out of Harvard for numerous reasons of of
womanizing.
Yeah, shady behavior, and he had like six wives. And I mean, you know, if this man was a bigamist in Kenya, wouldn't that make his marriage illegal to Obama's mother?
Not necessarily, because you know, we don't know what kind of marriage that was, a tribal or what. I mean, you know, sometimes you do recognize a tribal marriage, but you know, they went through a marriage. They have a divorce. You know, the son always believed that they were married. It's in the public record. You know, for public policy reasons,
Is there a marriage license out there with these two people?
No, there isn't.
So there's no document proving that they were even married.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, within 2 weeks, she was living back in Washington State. She moved back to Seattle August the 16th.
I still believe he was born overseas. They brought the baby back sometime. Say he was born late in July, brought the baby back to the United States on August 4th. And took the baby in to be examined by a doctor and had the birth registered on Monday, that following Monday.
Well, there's so many different ways to go in this. The one thing we do know is that this man is a usurper. This man is basically a traitor. Because
by the way, Les, the sequence number on the certificate that he put out, the 10641,
right.
An investigator has now proven that proves he was not born in a hospital.
Why is that?
Because that sequence number was not used by the hospital. Capilone, all the numbers were assigned in groups based on geographic location. And that particular number, the reason it's out of sequence from a point of view of chronological purposes is because it was in the geographical group other than Capilone Hospital.
Yeah, but that
proves that he was not born in the hospital.
But you know these people, the truth, don't ever let the truth get in the way of the agenda.
Go to the Daily Pen. The Daily Pen has a whole story on that.
We're going to be back with the last segment with Commander Kirkster and Mario Puzo after this.
WGTK. Neiman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neiman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neiman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neimanscatering.com to learn more.
The phone number to talk to Commander Kirchner or Mario Puzo. You're listening to the Les Neiman Show. We're just going to finish up here of this segment. I want to thank you once again for coming on the show. But let's get quickly. What do you think is the biggest danger to the Obama regime and Barack Obama personally in this situation? What do you think is the one thing that could bring him down?
The Social Security number fraud and draft registration fraud. He can't get away from that.
So how do we get that information? We have one caller. Let's get to Andy. You're on the Les Neiman Show on 970 WGTK.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Les, look, what you guys are saying is interesting, but let's not get caught up in this event horizon. This is all plausible or not deniability. If they were today, say we're gonna investigate this, it's going to be 2 to 3 years before he would be in peace. The Democratic Party going to come right behind you guys and say, we didn't know, we was hoodwinked. So, see, all... You know, and what's interesting to me with this birth certificate thing, since he works for us, the voting public, who in the hell are you to tell your boss what you're not going to comply with? I have to comply with drug screens.
Does the truth matter? Does the Constitution matter?
Sure it does, but what I'm saying is this, sir. I'm not saying let's overlook it, but what I'm telling you is we're not preparing ourselves for the future election. This man right now, If we were to go right now and say, let's impeach him, they're going to play the same game.
Can't impeach a usurper. He's legally in office. He needs to be removed.
I agree with you about preparing for the future. That's why we need the states to put in their laws. They have to do that. That will give us the regulatory protection. It'll bring back the public. It'll give them faith and confidence in the electoral process. We'll know exactly who these people are. We need the states to do that.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that, but all I'm saying, let's be honest about the people that live in America. That we're not always comfortable with the truth of a thing.
That's
because
it, sir.
You got a lot of people that voted for this guy that just honestly don't want to admit that they were hoodwinked.
You're right. People, they stick their head in the sand. They don't want to know from
right.
Ignorance. They're apathetic.
Does
that
man have a question for us, Les? Does he have a question?
You have a question, Andy?
No, I was just saying that what I would recommend, because like I said, I'm tired of this guy, but we really got to go after people and say, look, even if his ass is from Venus, we done with him. He's no good. Let's get and the Republican Party, they got all these Twinkies out there. Who do you really have to vote for?
The Republican Party is just as guilty of usurping the Constitution as Obama was.
Yeah, the Republicans are in on this too. They know about this.
But what I'm saying is we need to come up with a viable solution. You're right. We need to go back to teaching civics in school and paying more attention to things.
About a million people show up in Washington with signs: "Investigate Obama, or we're not going home."
Well,
and, you know, and he's dividing the nation on this. For one person, look at the damage he's doing to our nation.
No, I agree with you. This is not reminiscent of Lewinsky and Clinton situation.
He set race relations back 100 years in this country.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because I'm going to tell you something. See, if you want to talk about that, truthfully, as a black man, white folks, y'all went for the hoodwink. Who was that that said? Was it Barney Frank that said he's an attractive man and he speaks well?
Biden did. Biden said he's a clean-spoken,
articulate black man. That's what he thought said. He's clean and articulate.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. Obama ran as the other Negro. My father's from Africa. I don't have the beef with you guys that domestic blacks have. That was his platform.
He's an Arab. He's a black Arab. He's not an American African American.
I hear what you're saying, but the point is, he ran as Negro white.
You're right. Yeah, he was supposed to bring people together. That's right. Well, Andy, thanks for calling. We're almost done here. Keep the fight, man. Keep getting the word out, gentlemen. I want to thank you for coming on.
Can we put out our website one last time at the end here, Mario?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Mario?
Yeah, okay, mine is Puzo. That's P-U-Z-O, the number one, .blogspot.com.
And mine is protectourliberty.org. Protect, O-U-R, liberty.org.
Well, gentlemen, I'm proud to have you guys on the show. I feel like you're personal friends of mine after visiting with you on my show 7 or 8 times over the last year and a half or more.
Well, I
hope I can stay on the air. Right now it's 50-50.
One quick statement, Les. If the press doesn't do something about this the first 2 days of this week, this country is over.
I agree. I already think it's over. We are so overwhelmed with they're so implemented.
That means he can put anything on the White House server, lies, fraud, and
that's
get
right.
away with it.
That's right. He's been getting away with it for 2.5 years.
But that was on campaign websites. This
right.
is on a White House server.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right, gentlemen. You're American heroes in my book. And, Mario, when I come to New York in September, we're going to go to Harold's. I'm going to have that corned beef and pastrami sandwich.
I'll be ready, Les.
And Charles, you can get up there somehow. It's on me.
Okay.
I'll try to make it.
Yes. All right, gentlemen. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Les. Thank you, Commander. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Mario. Bye.
Folks, these are two great, great Americans. These people will never stop. Commander Kircher sends me probably 100 emails a week with information that I share on Facebook, that I share with friends. And, some agree, some don't. But the point of the matter, I understand their passion. This is a rule of law, a constitutional issue. This should not be poo-pooed by anybody in our government, by anybody in the media, but it is. And it's making them to look like we're wackos trying to find out the truth, but we're not. We're the true Americans of this country. We're the patriots of this country. We're the people who, the last bastion of hope in this country. You're listening to the Les Neyman Show, 970 WGGK. We'll be back after the news.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
970 WGTK, Louisville. Broadcasting from Terry's Satellite City Studios. Want to save big on your cable bill? Switch to Dish Network. Call 964-DISH.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The United Nations has evacuated its international staff from Tripoli because of unrest in the Libyan capital. The evacuation comes hours after Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi reportedly escaped a NATO missile strike. Libyan government spokesman Musa Ibrahim says that the NATO airstrike that killed one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons was aimed at the Libyan leader.
This was a direct operation to assassinate the leader of this country. This is not permitted by international law. It is not permitted by any moral code or principle.
The Ohio River is already at a record level in southern Illinois, and it may not crest in the town of Cairo until Tuesday. That's prompted Mayor Judson Childs to issue a mandatory evacuation order.
For the most part, everybody has complied. Of course, you're always going to have some that are not going to be going, but they're being monitored.
Police are going door-to-door throughout the city of 2800 to clear out any remaining residents. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is considering whether to blow a hole in a levee downstream in Missouri in an effort to protect Cairo. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House has called on Syrian President Assad to change course from his bloody crackdown on opponents while announcing sanctions against his relatives.
The United Nations is getting tougher on Syria, calling for a human rights probe of its actions against protesters and possible Security Council action on its clandestine nuclear plant reportedly destroyed by Israel. Tel Aviv University professor Eyal Zisser says U.S. sanctions have little effect with Syria already a pariah nation.
The Americans can do very little.
One little notice U.S. action has ruled out Syria as a peace partner for Israel. With Hamas refusing talks and a Palestinian unity government, the peace process is now totally shut down. For SRN News, Dan Hackel, Jerusalem.
France's Air Accident Investigation Agency says that an undersea search has located the flight data recorder from the Air France Flight 447 that crashed into the Atlantic nearly 2 years ago. This is SRN News.
It's been praised as the healthiest coffee on earth. It's called Sozo Select, the coffee that loves you back. Hidden in plain sight for centuries, a patented stabilization technology breakthrough has finally harnessed the once highly perishable fruit of the coffee bean. Sozo Select will change the way people drink coffee because it's the only coffee in the world that delivers the antioxidant capacity of a serving of fresh blueberries in every single exquisite cup. It's made from the best Colombian and Costa Rican Arabica beans, and Sozo offers a premium blend, a 100% Colombian blend, and decaffeinated. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Order right now by calling 800-778-SOZO. S-O-Z-O. By the way, Sozo, the only company with the coffee berry, is looking for distributors in this broadcast area. So ask about getting involved when you call. Be healthy. Call 800-778-7696. That's 800-778-SOZO. S-O-Z-O.
970 WGTK.
Azusa Pacific University, one of the nation's premier Christian colleges, is proud to offer several of its traditional programs online for you, the working professional. Choose from accredited online programs in business, nursing, and education. Graduate in as few as 15 months with a degree from Azusa Pacific. Call 877-81-ONLINE. That's 877-81-ONLINE or go to apu.edu. Azusa Pacific University, relevant degrees from a Christian perspective. Program not available for Tennessee residents.
In 1966 in Anchorage, Alaska, a talented child was born. He would go on to be one out of only 11 Alaskans to make it to the major leagues. The odds of him striking out more than 3,000 hitters? 1 in 33 million. The odds of this pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fast-balling philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Autism is getting closer to home. From 1 in 5,000 only 20 years ago, today 1 in 110 children are diagnosed. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have you ever clicked the like button on a Facebook page to tell people you liked what it stood for? Apparently, a growing number of people of all political persuasions really like the idea of keeping decisions about your health care between you and your doctor and away from Washington insiders. To see our plan for making it happen, visit healthcarecompact.org. That's healthcarecompact.org. Log on today and help turn a Washington failure into an American success. Keeping healthcare decisions between you and your doctor is not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's an everybody thing, a common sense thing. That's why a rapidly growing number of people from all political persuasions are getting behind a plan to move healthcare policy away from Washington insiders and closer to you. It's called the Healthcare Compact, and you can see the plan at healthcarecompact.org. That's healthcarecompact.org. Log on today and help turn a Washington failure into an American success.
Is Sarah Palin ready to run? Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. The latest issue of Town Hall magazine features a cover story on Sarah Palin and what's at stake if she does indeed run for president. There's also an investigative report on how President Obama is putting the fix in for his buddy in the labor union, using our tax money to promote the union's agenda. This kind of fresh, intelligent, conservative reporting that makes Town Hall a must-read every month. Log on to townhallmagazine.com today and check out a very special offer when you subscribe. Townhallmagazine.com.
970 WGTK. This is the Les Neyman Show.
People in this country are brainwashed by the media.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I'm almost speechless with a comment like that.
The voice of liberty in Louisville.
So you tell me, sir, why do you think he's the best president?
And now, comrades, Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. This is May Day, a day of celebration for Soviets and communists and progressives and Obamas and all his allies all over the world as the march to communism continues worldwide. We see more and more things happening in the world, the Syrians killing their people with no response from the United States government. You see the Israelis being surrounded more and more and more. Next week I will be doing a show on that, some of that, about how Israel is preparing. Folks, if you look back to Ezekiel 35 to 39, you'll read about the war of Gog and Magog and Gomer. That's Turkey. Gog and Magog is Russia and Iran. Libya is involved. Egypt is now reopening the border to Gaza. Israel's in deep, 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 deep trouble. And the United States is in deep, deep, deep trouble. Because if Israel falls, the United States will be shortly after. Look where we are. But I wanted to talk about, to open this part of the hour, my next guest will be Wayne Allen Root. He'll be on in just a few minutes. But I wanted to talk something that's really incredible that's happened in this country over the last 30 or 40 years. And it's basically the emasculation of men in this country, basically, and also the dumbing down and the obesification, I think that's a new word I just made up, of our children. You know, Michelle Obama is always talking about obesity and how we can, you know, we're supposed to feed our children properly and that they're not being fed at home properly, blah, 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 blah. But let me tell you something. Right now, the reason this has happened for the last 30 or 40, since they started with Head Start, and since they started, the USDA started with feeding children in schools because their parents weren't able to supply them food at home, which was the excuse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the school systems around the country which will not allow parents to send lunch with their kids. So basically, their kids are subjected to longer days on buses from 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning until at night. Less control by the parents and more control by the schools. But the fact of the matter is, I just heard a story from a friend of mine. Her child is a member of the Clarksville school system over in Indiana. And, you know, they're told that, you know, this obesity is a serious problem. But they gave him for breakfast a big cream-filled donut. But he came home just bragging about it to his mom, and she was just outraged. Folks, they don't allow any physical education has been done away with in almost every public school in the country. Recess, where you used to run around and play tag, or you can't play tag anymore in this country because it may hurt in some parts. I've got a thing here as the day camp games like tag, wiffle ball, and kickball are no longer at risk in New York after state health officials yanked a proposal that threatened the future of these mainstays. Well, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of these things and regulate what people can do. They've already ruled out dodgeball in many places. In some places, they've ruled out basketball because it's dangerous. Now they're trying to rule out football because of the concussion situation. We're raising a generation after generation of weak-minded and weak in spirit and weak in body children. Right now, you know, when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was run around and play sports. So now they've taken that away from our kids in schools, and what happens? They're hyperactive, especially young boys. Boys have testosterone flowing through them. Kids have almost infinite energy where they just want to do things. But we're sitting them down in class, either on a bus and then in classrooms where they really don't want to learn because they're tired, and they got all this nervous energy. So, of course, the teacher will report them to the principal and then have them diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. And then basically they're given drugs at the age of 7 or 8 years old. This is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. If I was a kid today, the way I was as a child, I would be under Thorazine probably or Ritalin at the very least. So what does that do? That just boosts the bottom line for pharmaceutical industry. We have 30%, probably 30% of children doing drugs before they're 13 years old. This is what's happened, ladies and gentlemen. It's the corruption of our system, the downfall of our physical educational system, which leads to strong kids and strong-willed kids. But right now we have kids who are easily molded and easily indoctrinated in the Marxist-Lenin ideology, which has been implemented in the schools for the last 30 or 40 years. This is what's happening, and nobody does anything about it. The teachers' unions have total control. The school boards have total control. And if conservative people Judeo-Christian people don't get on these school boards and implement the values that they want their children to learn, we're forever doomed. I'm not sure we're not doomed as it is right now, folks. It's just amazing how if a president of the United States can put out a document that any moron can see is a forgery. And, you know, it's a joke. And right now I want to bring on somebody who's probably as outspoken, if not more so than I am, a fellow New Yorker, Wayne Allen Root. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, Les, how are you?
You can see I'm on my on the warpath as usual.
I was listening to your whole commentary. Funny enough, you know, when you think you would have been a Thorazine, can you imagine what they would have done with me? I have the energy of 1,000 horsepower, and, you know, I solved that problem because my kids are being homeschooled, all four of them. We don't let them anywhere near a public school, and therefore they're not going to ever get any ADHD drugs or any diagnosis of ADHD. And if you're asking, well, does he know what he's doing? And, oh, he's going to ruin his children. Well, the public school system has already ruined tens of millions of children who are aimless, hopeless, clueless, and lost for the rest of their lives, have no chance of ever succeeding. But my daughter is a freshman at Harvard with straight A's at Harvard. So I think I've proved that homeschooling works, don't you think?
And she got into Harvard on her own metal, not because some Arab over in, in Saudi Arabia or wherever it came from gave $20 million to Harvard so Barack Hussein Obama could go there after who knows where he graduated from, because nobody remembers him at Columbia. We talked about this before.
Yeah, well, I'm his classmate, so you're with the right guy on the phone. I graduated class of 83, Columbia University, political science major, just like Obama, pre-law, just like Obama. Never heard of him, never saw him, never met him in my life, and don't know a soul at Columbia who ever heard of him, saw him, or met him either. But it's a strange story, and it's emblematic of everything wrong with our country right now. You know, if I go and try and get a passport, I have to show a long-form birth certificate. This guy got away with becoming president without showing it. Now that he's shown it, you know, I guess we have to let the matter die. But some people who are a lot smarter than me keep swearing on the Internet that what he showed is a fake. I don't know. I know nothing about birth certificates, and I'm not willing to throw that charge around. I'm just willing to say that I hope some experts much smarter than me who understand forgery and understand what should be on a birth certificate are studying it every second of every day to figure out whether it's real or not. But this guy is definitely, you know, should be not reelected, not based on a birth certificate, not based on Columbia University, not based on a sheik at Harvard, just based on being the worst president in American history and the worst overseer of an economy in world history.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very important now the Republicans start beaming in on Obama and his policies. And they should be, I've been saying for weeks, they should be in front of the Capitol every single day to combat the lies that come out of this guy's mouth and the incompetence of what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on everywhere with this economy, what's going on with the debt and the debt ceiling that's coming to this big battle. I mean, they cut nothing, but the Republicans do nothing. You need to run.
Yeah, I'll
tell you why you need to run. You need to run because you can articulate a message. You may not win. You may not be able to raise all the money that's needed, but we need the voice of somebody out there who can articulate. Donald Trump has done it in some ways, but he's done it in ways now he's using the F word 4 times in a speech at Las Vegas, which I think pretty much marginalizes him as a legitimate candidate.
Yeah, I agree. He's never have done it, and I think it's going to come back to haunt him, and I don't think the American public is going to think of you as presidential when you use the F word.
No.
Or how about the F mother word, even worse?
Yeah, I heard that. You're listening to The Les Stamen Show. You can call us at 502-571-0970. We'll be back with Wayne Allen Root after this.
Talk to this brother, will you?
97 WGTK.
Never visited the Thai Cafe? Then you've missed out on one of the very best restaurants in Louisville. Chevante Snow has been creating original Thai cuisine that will delight your palate at the Thai Cafe for over 16 years. The Thai Cafe in Holiday Manor Shopping Center on Brownsboro Road. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and dinner Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 5 to 10 p.m. The Thai Cafe. Don't deny yourself any longer.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money. Whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car, Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
Pick's Shoe Store has been selling shoes at the corner of Preston and Market for 87 years, just one block south of Slugger Field. Free parking. Pick's Shoe Store's staff has over 100 years of shoe fitting experience. Designer shoes at discount prices, hard to find sizes. Pick's sells SAS shoes. They're made in USA, and they're America's favorite comfort shoe. If your feet hurt, you owe it to yourself to try on a pair. Pick's guarantees the lowest price on all their shoes. Mention the Les Stamen Show and get an extra 10% off any purchase.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean
for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
970 WGTK.
A told B and B told C, I'll meet you at the top of the coconut tree. Chicka chicka boom boom. Will there be enough room? Next from the pile up, skin knee D and stub toe E and patched up F. Then comes G all out of breath.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the B.
Oh, skit scat scoodle doot. Flip flop flea. Everybody's running to the coconut tree. Look who's coming. L-M-N-O-P. Then U, V, W, wiggle jiggle free. Chicka chicka boom boom. Oh no!
You're listening to the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGGK. I just get the feeling that this is so unpresidential. So many things that this man does is just an abomination and to what the dignity of the office of the President of the United States. Over and over and over again, it's just from his hero worship of Paul McCartney and other Hollywood and entertainment types. He's just along for the ride, Wayne. I think he's just all, you know, they just he's like a trained monkey, basically to read a teleprompter. And that wasn't meant to be a racist thing. I mean, it was basically, it was right away somebody will say something. I mean, you know, but the thing is, he's like a, you know, better yet, he's like Paul Parrott. Remember Paul Parrott?
See, here's the thing that needs to be said. First of all, we got to throw it back at liberal faces. Anytime anyone accuses a conservative, a fiscal conservative, a common sense person of being racist, you know what I always say is the definition of a racist is anyone who's winning an argument with a liberal. And right away, they throw the word racist back. You know, it's a joke, but it's true. And second of all, you know, how could I, as an example, be a racist because I don't like Obama when I equally don't like, say, Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid?
Yeah.
Am I anti-Italian for Nancy Pelosi? Am I anti-Mormon for Harry Reid? Am I anti-white people for the two of them? I don't like Joe Lieberman, although I like him better than Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and Obama. He's got a few decent policies. But in general, I don't like Joe Lieberman. I happen to be Jewish. So is he. So am I anti-Semitic? Obviously not. So because you dislike or hate a person's policies or political beliefs, A, doesn't mean you hate the person, because I don't hate Obama. I hate his policies and beliefs. And B, it certainly doesn't mean you hate him because of the color of his skin. I remember being a little kid less, and I hated the policies of George McGovern. And in those days, my parents called him, and I called him a communist and a socialist. Well, that's what Obama is. It has nothing to do with the color of his skin because, of course, all those decades ago, George McGovern was white. Harry Reid supporting the socialist policies of Obama. So is, so is Nancy Pelosi. And in many cases, so is Joe Lieberman. So if they're all socialists and I dislike them, am I therefore anti-Italian, anti-Mormon, and anti-Jewish? Of course not. I'm just against their policies.
Absolutely.
I'm anti-socialist.
Absolutely.
So we need to get rid of this whole racist thing. We need to be as aggressive throwing in their face how we are not racist as they are throwing in our face that we might be.
Well, political correctness has made freedom of speech pretty much outlawed freedom of speech. If you offend anybody for any reason. Because, you know, listen, we're both Jewish. I've been called every name in the book.
Right.
You know, but you know what? Sticks and stones may break my bones and names will never hurt me.
Well, listen, hey, the most politically correct college in America has to be the one Barack Obama and I graduated from, Columbia University. It doesn't get more liberal than that, Les. And even at good old liberal socialist Columbia University, when I graduated in 83, one of my favorite classes was Ethnicity in America. And by the way, I'm a business speaker. I speak all over the United States at major events, and I'm very politically incorrect. I say, you know, whatever it is that I think will make people more successful. I don't care what offends you. Well, Ethnicity in America, that course taught at Columbia, proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the most successful group that has ever come to America is the Jewish people. And when people ask me why, I say two reasons. Number one, the more people said bad things about Jews like me and you in school, as you said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never hurt me, the tougher we get. Anything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's
so
true.
We not only don't need to stop bullying and don't need to stop political incorrectness, we need to encourage it, because when people make fun of you, it makes you stronger in life. It makes you better in the long run. You'll set out to beat them. But if you are protected and sheltered in elementary and high school, then when you get out and there's no one to shelter you, you'll be destroyed psychologically. So the Jewish people have been attacked, at least verbally, forever, and it's made them very strong. And then second of all, we've been enslaved and murdered and kidnapped and raped and you name it for centuries in almost every society we've ever lived in, and even that has made us the most successful people in the history of America, because it forced us to realize you can't get a job if you're Jewish working for others, so we better start our own businesses. When people ask me, why are Jews the most successful people in America, it's because we own businesses to a higher degree than any other race or culture in the entire history of America. And people who own their own businesses and are their own bosses are automatically more successful in life. So the terrible things that have happened to Jews have made us and forged us into the most successful people of all time.
Yeah, I agree. I think you see a lot in the Asian culture also.
Exactly. Well, by the way, even in 1982-83, when I took ethnicity in America at Columbia, the number one most successful group in the history of America, the Jewish people, and number two, the Asian people.
Absolutely.
That's taught at Columbia. For anyone out there that wants to now say, oh, my God, you're racist for saying this. No, taught to me by professors at Columbia University, the most liberal college in America, who were quoting facts, statistical facts. You can't run and hide away from facts. There's nothing politically correct or incorrect about facts. A fact is a fact.
Yeah, but that's not true in this in America today. The truth doesn't mean anything anymore. The truth is irrelevant because it's what the media tells you, and it's basically the truth has become irrelevant in many ways.
Well, here's what the media is telling you. We're not only out of the economic catastrophe, the economic Armageddon, we've been out of it for 2 years, they say. And everything is going wonderful, and the jobs picture is better, and the stock market is going up. And you have nothing to worry about. You want to know what an economist and a business owner like me not only believes but knows. Number one, we never got out of it. Number two, we're only at the beginning stages of the great Obama depression. And by the way, Bush bears a lot of responsibility for this as well. It's not just Obama.
Absolutely.
But Obama has made it worse, just as I believe after as a student of history, Hoover had a lot to do with the depression, but it's FDR who made it far, far worse and lengthened it. But they both get credit, and unfortunately in history, in the history books written by liberals, they only give Hoover credit. But FDR is the one who lengthened and made it much deeper. And in this case, Bush certainly started it by allowing too much spending, but Obama has by far deepened it and made it worse and lengthened it with massive government spending and massive debt and massive deficit and massive welfare and entitlement expansion. And I believe we are on right now at the very beginning stages of what will be a 5 to 10 year Great Depression that will be worse than the Great Depression of 1929.
A friend of mine was speaking to a former person from Soviet Russia, and that person said that the United States has 18 months left tops before it crumbles. And
when people say
just in time for the next election, just in time.
Yeah.
Or maybe
how could it be worse than 1929? People say to me, "You're out of your mind, Wayne. This doesn't even compare to the Great Depression." No, it doesn't yet. But for many small businessmen and for millions of people out of work, it does. By the way, but in general, it doesn't yet. But here's what we have today, Les, that we didn't have during the Great Depression. We didn't have $100 trillion in debt and unfunded liability heading into the Great Depression. America wasn't bankrupt. We didn't have the worst school system in the world. We perhaps had the best school system in those days in the entire world. Now we have perhaps the worst in the industrialized world that cannot prepare our students for the future. So God help them all. They don't know reading. They don't know math. They don't know writing. They are lost. We did not have states that were bankrupt and insolvent. $3 trillion in unfunded liabilities is what many are estimating is what's due to public employees on the state level, not the federal level. The federal government had no Social Security obligation. There was no such thing. No Medicare, no Medicaid, no food stamps, no welfare. And we didn't have any illegal immigrants. We only had legal immigrants who came here wanting to work and knew that if they didn't work, they'd starve to death in the new country because there was no welfare, there was no food stamps, there was no Social Security. Today, you have immigrants who come here to drop babies to be taken care of for the rest of their lives, and you've got anywhere from 12 to 15 million of them. So, you know, you didn't have pensions of $100,000 a year like you do today for public employees. You know, in those days, we had 150 million citizens. Today, we have over 300 million, and those 150 million were hungry and had a work ethic. Today, you have 300 million who expect entitlements from cradle to grave. So when you add all this up, Les, I believe we are in a world of trouble no one even imagined in 1929. I think this could be far deeper and far longer.
I agree, and we're a lot softer. We're a lot less tough than we were back in the 20s. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. Give your website real quick.
Yes, Wayne Root. The website's root4america.com, ROOT4America.com.
Well, if you're going to, I want you to run, man. I want you to just go out there and tell, you got the way to articulate the message. We'll be back. Les Neyman Show, 970 WGTK. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Les.
970 WGTK.
Here's your 970 WGTK Kentuckiana weather, brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of REMAX Associates. With temperatures in the 60s this evening, we'll have an 80% chance of isolated showers. Expect an overnight low of 59. And on Monday, with a 70% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day, expect an afternoon high of 60 and an overnight low of 51. This weather report was brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of REMAX Associates, the hardest working realtor you will ever meet. Visit hardestworkingrealtor.org. Neyman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neyman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neyman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neyman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neyman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neymanscatering.com to learn more.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
970 WGTK.
I opened the third door and there she was. And she whispered so sexy and low. Woo! I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But I said, sis, I'll never know.
Chicken boom, chicken boom.
Don't you just love it?
Chicken boom, chicken boom.
Don't you just love it?
Chicken boom, chicken boom, boom, boom.
We're back. Les Neyman, the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. And the President Obama with his chicka-boom, chicka-boom in the Rose Garden last week with the Easter eggs. And Wayne Allen Root's got the right idea, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe that he's absolutely right. And we're going to be all in this together, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, Independent, white, black, Asian, Mexican, Hispanic, whatever you are out there, if we go down, we're all going to go down together. We're going to be in the same stinking boat of poverty. And my premise, and I know Wayne's premise, is that it's going to be worse than the Great Depression. And there's many reasons for that. For one, because of all the debt. For two, the people of this country are no longer independent enough to survive without chaos. Back in the 20s, when the first Depression happened, people were more religious. They had a better sense of community. They bound together. I mean, you're seeing what's happening in Tuscaloosa right now and throughout the South with the tornadoes. And you saw it last year, what happened in the flooding of, well, you really didn't hear about this last year. All those floods in Iowa and Minnesota last year. Nothing was really said by the media. The floods were worse than what happened in Katrina. More people were affected by that, and there was not a peep by the media, because those people those are the people that have their guns and their God, and the president and his administration didn't feel that they were worthy of the of what their help, and the media didn't publicize it at all. And those folks bound together and still got through it. There was no looting, there was no murdering, there was no raping, and there has been a few instances of looting down in Tuscaloosa, but I don't think there's been any major violence of any kind. You know, people in America have to understand that things are tough. No matter who you are, you need to help your neighbor. You need to open up your heart and try and help each other. Turning against each other and the chaos that you see in Greece and France, I believe that's because America has been infiltrated by political correctness, by multiculturalism, where everybody's a hyphenated American instead of an American. I know that once you make yourself different than everybody else, you pretty much stay that way. And you segregate yourself. I know black folks in this country, like my ancestors in Germany and other places, you know, they were enslaved. They were we've all gone through bad times in different races. Listen, the world is, and history shows us that there's nothing humane about human beings. There's been wars fought since the beginning of time. People want power. Human beings are basically mammals. Don't forget, the survival of the fittest. What has made America different than the rest of the world, and what has made human beings different than animals? It's been basically morals, values, and religion. And, you know, I've heard many atheists say, well, religion stinks, it sucks, it's no good, because it's just a way of controlling the masses. Well, yeah, of course. When you have 3 billion people in the world, and you don't think these people, human beings, need controlling? Are you out of your mind? Look through history. The millions, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that have been slaughtered in the last century alone. By tyrants, by ideologues. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Last night, a friend of mine had me over to his house for a dinner. He's a new friend. He's been on the show before, and he gave me something that is very special to me, because I'm finding my faith that I've really never had before, and reading the Bible and becoming more attuned to God and Jesus finding who I am. And he gave me a Bible, and I was touched, and I maybe didn't show at the time my gratitude, and I sent him an email this morning, and he understood. Sometimes I have a hard time to basically show that kind of gratitude. But, you know, I'm trying to make myself a better person. I think that each and every one of us needs to find something in their lives that is more important than just ourselves. I think that people have to come together here and not allow the government and the people in politics to destroy us. And that's what they're doing. People do not talk to each other anymore, and they can't communicate. You can't resolve conflict unless you sit down and talk. But back to what I was saying, basically, we as a country have been different because of the value system that was implemented by our founding fathers. And even though many of them weren't religious people, they still, look at our currency, look at our coins, in God we trust. They believed in a higher being. Believe me, the Big Bang Theory, that's crap. Evolution, yeah, that's crap too, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, people say, oh, you're narrow-minded and whatever. But you know what? What proves them right and proves creationists wrong? I don't get it. I don't believe it. Science is wrong as much as it's right. You're listening to the Les Stamen Show on 970 WGTK, 571-0970. If you agree with me, great. If you don't, please call. We'll be back.
970 WGTK.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money. Whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car, Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception, or graduation party, or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
97 WGTK.
A told B and B told C, I'll meet you at the top of the coconut tree. Chicka chicka boom boom.
I'm singing boom with your chick pluck pluck pluckin' all day long, don't you know? Yeah, don't you know? I'm singing boom with your chick pluck pluck pluckin' all day long, don't you know? Yeah, don't you know?
Reminds me of my days back in the 50s doing a little jitterbugging. You're listening to the Les Stamen Show on 970 WGGK. And I want to thank my guests the first hour, Commander Charles Kirchner, Mario Puzo, and Wayne Allen Root. Next week I will be having Major General Paul Vallely. He will be on discussing the treason that's amongst us in our government. You have to understand, you know, these are former military guys, Commander Kirchner and General Vallely. They don't speak about these, make these claims lightly. I know these gentlemen for over a year and a half, speaking to them. They're great Americans. These people are American heroes. Depending on who wins this battle between the people who love the Constitution and respect it, or the socialist, progressive, communist that want to destroy it, the history books will be written. The history books are written by the victors. And over the last 70 years, the progressives have changed history. They have revised history. I know there's a email that goes around when Dwight Eisenhower came to the death camps in after World War II. He took photos. He had his soldiers take photos of the death camps, the dead bodies piled high, so people wouldn't forget. And now you have revisionist history from the far left trying to change that. You have people, Holocaust deniers, saying it never happened or it didn't happen as much and it wasn't as bad. But, you know, that's what happens if you lose a battle for your country, if you lose the battle for freedom and liberty. Because the tyrants and the dictators that emanate from socialism and progressivism and communism, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, history proves that for the last 150 years, since 1850s, when Engels and Marx came with this evil ideology. And Karl Marx was nothing but a malcontent. He was a bum. He was a lazy, useless piece of garbage. Karl Marx had children and a wife, and he never worked. He just wrote the Communist Manifesto, and at the expense of one of his children dying. He never went out and got a job. He never did anything. And this is what's happening in America. We now have over 54% of people in this country on some kind of entitlement. And just as you domesticate an animal, you take a wild animal out of the jungle or out of the desert or out of the mountains, and you put him in a cage, and you give him food, and you give him water, and you give him shelter, that animal, after a while, will forget how to be that animal. So if you took a wolf, and you put it in a cage, and you treat it like a dog, it would become more like a dog. And then he may still be vicious enough to kill people around him who have him captured, but if he's let out back into his natural habitat, he's not going to survive. And that's what's going to happen here, God forbid, to the people of this country if this country goes into a deep, deep, deep depression. Because we've been domesticated. The slave master of the United States government has pretty much put us on a big plantation. And, you know, anybody who's on welfare, anybody who's getting food stamps, anybody who's getting some kind of entitlement, they forget how it is to take care of themselves. That's why I don't understand. I've never spent a day in my life accepting anything from the government except a paycheck of $208 a month when I was an E-4, and I got raised to $260 a month as an E-5 in the military. That was 44, 45 years ago. But the fact of the matter is, when I was unemployed, and I've been unemployed a few times over the last 30 years, 35 years. I've been in business since 1975. I've owned my own business. I know when I was being beaten up on a regular basis as a little kid because I was Jewish, my father used to say, he used to chew me out and say, stop crying, stop whining. It's not going to do you any good. You either have to fight back or you're going to be a victim the rest of your life. And he says, you know, you educate yourself, you work hard, you outwork those people, and one day those people will work for you. And a lot of those type of mentality people through the years have worked for me. People full of hatred, never made anything for themselves. You know, let's face it, everybody starts at the bottom. I know I did. I worked my first job with 17 cents an hour working at my first real job away from home, working in a hotel. And but I made tips and I worked hard and I had fun because I was young and you had a little money in your pocket and you felt like you were accomplishing something for yourself. And let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, you can't fool Kit. You can't fool people. Because deep down inside, why do you think people, so many people are suicidal? Why do you think so many people cannot handle life? It's because they've either been sheltered or they've been taken care of. And, you know, you're supposed to be taken care of by your parents, but unfortunately we have too many single parents. So instead of having parents and families take care of children, we have the government taking care of children. And the government can't take care of anything. They fail at everything. They lose money on everything. And they enslave and they take away the dignity of people. Look at folks. And, you know, I always equate, you know, what happened back, you know, black people in this country have been abused, you know, for hundreds of years under slavery and then, you know, through unfair laws. And let's face it, America is not above anybody else. There was slavery. In fact, black people were selling slaves to Americans back in the 1700s, 1800s. But it's just people. People are either evil or they're good. And the fact of the matter is, without values, without morals, without being taught, you're going to be evil. Because that's what it's easier to be evil than it is to be good. You're listening to The Les Snyman Show on 970 WGTK. I have a caller, Jim. You're on The Les Snyman Show. How are you?
Great, Les. How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you need a little bit of pep talk tonight. You're a little bit beaten down?
No, I'm not beaten down. I'm just not, I'm you know, I just know what's happening. I know what's coming to this country, and it saddens me. Right now, I'm probably going to have to go off the air, it looks like, because I can't find enough sponsors. My health is dwindling a little bit. Unless I come up with enough sponsorship in the next 10 days or 2 weeks, I'm going to have to take a sabbatical, which is fine, because I have other things working, trying to get more personal in front of people and talk. But
I would hate to see that happen, because you have been such a much needed voice in Louisville, Kentucky over the last 2 years. It would be a shame to see it go away, man.
Well, I wish I was your age. If I was 35 or 40 years old, I'd have the energy to go out and do. But you know, right now I've got to run my business, and it's been a struggle this first quarter. In the corporate level, my wedding business is fabulous. But that, you know, that's just not enough. Sometimes you have to do more than just wedding business. And
sure.
Obviously, I want to do as well as I can. I've got, you know, some earning power left over the next 5 or 10 years, as long as my health. But without my health, I've got nothing.
Well, Les, you are a real image of what we need to get through this time. You're somebody who has a recollection and understanding of the past, an idea of where you're going. You're a small business owner. You're out there on the front lines. You're taking issues on the radio that other people won't do. You know, if we get even 10% behaving your way, our country would vastly improve.
Can you stay on for another segment?
Sure.
All right, you're listening to The Les Snyman Show on 970 WGTK. We'll be right back.
970 WGTK. Neiman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neiman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neiman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neimanscatering.com to learn more.
Hi, it's Joe Elliott. We'll talk about local and national issues weekdays, noon to 3 on News Talk 970 WGTK.
Boom, 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 boom. That baby talk.
Get, get, scoodle, doo.
Oh, yeah.
Walk that walk.
This is Les Damon, and this is the Les Damon Show on 970 WGTK. Have you ever told someone, I promise? Did you keep that promise? Well, tonight you'll learn about all about Make a Promise Day, which is May 4th. You'll also learn from Ms. Colleen Kendenhoffen about what employers look for and don't look for in potential employees. Sound interesting? It's all happening at 8 o'clock on the Stan Frager Show. 2 hours of interesting dialogue and information. So tune in at the top of the hour for Dr. Stan Frager. And, right now, people who are looking for jobs, they're fewer and far between. The Department of Labor keeps coming out with these rosy numbers that things are getting better. But then he saw last week that 429,000 people claimed were looking for jobs. So, it's up about 75,000 over 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it's all a bunch of crap, and we know it's a lie.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Those numbers can be rigged. My dad had a great saying when I was younger. It was figures never lie, but liars figure. You can make them say whatever you want them to say.
Yeah, that's really, I like
that. And that's what we're getting. We're getting numbers spit out of the White House to fit their agenda today. And then when it changes tomorrow, the numbers change, or they take it from a different sampling pool. It's manipulation going on in front of us, so you can't buy into it and believe it anymore. We know the reality of being on the street. You're a business owner. I work with small businesses. We see the reality of the struggles on the street. And, the Bush tax cuts, not extending them until the last minute, hurt business and was going to hurt business for years because you can't plan on what you're doing. So with those pinches out there, that's the staple of the American economy, and that's what's really suffering. And, that's an issue that's not being addressed in any of this stimulus spending and the kind, jump-starting the economy. None of it is really truly focused on the small business owner and the employee, and that's a problem.
Well, the agenda is to kill the middle class and to kill small business. Obviously, why would you tax people over $250,000 a year? And that's family. That's two people. If you want to really go after the rich, the ultra-rich, go after the George Soros's. If you make $2 million a year or more, I'm okay with that for a year. Let's take some of that money, but cut spending. You can't raise taxes and not cut spending.
Exactly. That's the whole thing, is that they still don't want to cut the spending. And, you say you'll find that tax them a little bit more, I guess, but at the same point, when you look at the facts and the figures and realize that the wealthiest, 5% of America is already paying the bill anyway, do we really need to burden them any more? Because there are also people who are creating jobs and are making it possible for us to be employed. So, it's a hard one to swallow. With the tax increase on the rich when you're not really stopping your spending or even reversing your spending is actually where we need to be. Not just stopping our spending, but reverse our spending.
Well, I don't.
And,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's where we are, and that's what's not getting done.
Yeah, and also, I was really tongue-in-cheek talking about we really don't need to be taxing anybody. But you know what? If George Soros and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Zuckerberg all think that they need to pay more, let them pay more.
No, let them pay more.
I don't see one of them writing a check for $5 million extra to the government. I don't see it. They'll talk about it, and they'll say that we're making too much money, but they won't do it.
Well, we don't see it because it all goes through election campaign donations. That's why we don't see it, through layers and layers of corporations and who knows what.
Yeah.
That's how the money gets funneled into them, so...
Well, I want to thank you for calling the show tonight. And,
hey, no problem. Hey, can I end on a positive note?
Sure.
Something that Louisville can be proud of?
Sure.
There is a couple of local art students at Eastern High School in Louisville that are up for the Vans Art Shoe Contest. And right now, Louisville is up and leading the way. But it's a tight race, but it's really good because, it's a little story like this that makes me feel good about the neighborhood, the community, being an American, just the fact there are these twin girls out there and seniors in high school, they're getting a chance to live their dream, and they win this vote, they'll be up to New York, win $50,000 for their school, and, it just kind of makes you feel good about the community and the neighborhood, so.
And that's all you want. And that's all you want.
Want to end on a positive note. Yeah.
That's all we want to see. The obvious, you know, the dream to pursue happiness, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's all I've ever wanted. That's all I know you've ever fought. You're fighting for. And that's
exactly.
All. That's why I. Even so, I'm not positive. It's hard to be positive in these days when you have the tyrants taking away your freedom every single day, and not only your freedom, but your wealth and your security. And if the economy crashes, which is inevitably will unless they stop the spending now. It's inevitable. I mean, it's just inevitable, and history will tell us that. It may not be what people want to hear, but then again, I've never been concerned about what people want to hear is what they need to hear.
Exactly.
And you know, I don't ask for money for myself. I just ask for money to try and keep me on this air. Well, thanks, Jim. We'll have lunch soon.
Sounds good. Thanks,
right.
Les.
Take care. You're listening to the Les Stamen Show. If you want to donate to my show and try and keep me on the air, I'm still open to it. LesNamen.net. Anything would be helpful. You can get me some sponsors. If you know some businesses out there who are like-minded, who feel the same way I do, who care about this country, who love this country, who love their family, who want the best for America, and to stop the tyranny that's coming, to stop the downturn that's coming. Come, just don't, you know, keep in touch and call my show, and I'll be here next week, 7, 6.